State health officials are promoting visiting nurses to help reduce Ohio's infant mortality rate. It's higher than the national rate, despite progress in preventing sleep-related infant deaths. And African-American babies in Montgomery County die more than three times as often as white babies. The reasons are complicated, but prematurity and low birth weight are the leading causes. Racial disparities and chronic stress also play a big role, says nurse Elaine Patrick.
Families who live underneath that federal poverty guideline, if we don't have the extra money for food, if I don't have transportation, how am I going to get to my doctor's appointment? And so just all those stressors, it tends to put them at a higher risk for premature labor.
Patrick is with the Help Me Grow Brighter Futures Visiting Nurse Program. It's designed to prevent infant mortality by supporting high-risk women during and after pregnancy. Patrick spends her days crisscrossing the Dayton area visiting women and their new babies at home. Today, she's checking in on 31-year-old mother of three, Betty Reynolds.
Hi!
A smiling face appears at the front door. It's a bubbly four-year-old named Amaria.
It's your birthday? Happy birthday!
Inside in the living room, Reynolds relaxes with her feet up on a small sofa. Three-month-old baby Jacqueline sleeps peacefully on her lap. Patrick has visited Reynolds every week or two since early in her pregnancy.
We've known each other for a while, so it's nice to talk to Betty about how her day's going, or if she's looking cute one day. I'm like, oh, Betty, you're looking cute. You know what I mean? So you build that relationship where she's got that trust with me, and I got that trust with her. She could tell me, you know, whatever's on her mind.
There's a ton of research showing visiting nurse programs like this one are highly effective in reducing infant and maternal mortality, cutting the need for hospital visits, and boosting kids' readiness for school. Infant mortality is the death of a baby before their first birthday, and baby Jacqueline is especially high risk. She was born early at 37 weeks. Reynolds supports the family on a very low income. She and her other two daughters lived in a homeless shelter for a while during her pregnancy. Patrick unpacks her medical supplies on the living room floor. She takes out a baby scale.
So, first things first, let's weigh baby Jacqueline, okay? 11.7. That's awesome. So, and that's great because she's grown the way she's supposed to be growing.
Patrick visits up to 15 women a week. She monitors their health during pregnancy, and after birth, she visits to make sure mothers are recovering and babies are growing as they should.
So tell me how she's doing, like, eating now. Like, how many ounces and how she's tolerating it?
6 ounces, about an hour apart.
Over the last few months, Patrick and Reynolds have covered an alphabet soup of issues related to pregnancy and child development. Sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS, early literacy, and the importance of sticking to a schedule with kids.
I know, we're going to talk about books, okay?
Patrick encourages Reynolds to continue to read to the girls. Even just a few minutes a day makes a difference, she says.
Babies love to hear their mom's voices, you know?
And even if you're not reading, just talking to them, they catch you and they'll follow you.
It makes the brain connection. You know, she reads to her every day. By the time she's 5, 6 years old, she's like, it's normal. It's my routine.
Reynolds says it's important all of her girls enjoy reading. She's dedicated one corner of the small living room to a growing library of books.
Despite all these stressors, I think Betty's totally kicking some serious behind in raising these girls. Right, Betty?
Yes.
She's watched friends lose babies to infant mortality. Now she's become an advocate. She encourages all her girlfriends to learn about the dangers and take advantage of prenatal care during pregnancy.
When doctors ask you, do you want to be tested for certain things with your baby, like when you're in your first trimester, don't say no, say yes. So just do what you gotta do. Just educate yourself.
All right, so in 2 weeks, you wanna do same time, 2 o'clock on the 4th? Okay. Bye, birthday girl. All right, I'll see you later, mama. Bye, see ya.
Outside, Patrick says the program works because it fills that gap of emotional support that many moms just don't have.
We're an extra cheerleader. We're an extra person in their court that really just want to rally behind them and make sure that they make good choices with their children. So extra boost sometimes that they need in their day.
Patrick heads back to her car for her next visit, but she'll be back at the Reynolds house soon, and she'll continue to check up on baby Jacqueline until she celebrates her second birthday. WYSO, I'm Jess Mador.